opponent's running plays, somebody would be pulling, and a defender would just go right by his backside and pull up the play.
Yeah, we didn't do a great job on our down blocks in the sweep game, you know, so there was obviously too much penetration, whether it was from the defensive end or the defensive tackle.
Do you think they knew the plays before they were sent?
No. I mean, I don't.
Do you feel like they're picking up on tendencies in the run game at all? Does that have an attacking
approach? No, I mean, we didn't run a lot of plays, but, I mean, we ran sweep from running back on one side of the quarterback. We ran sweep from running back on the same side as the quarterback, so we ran sweep with motion, you know, a couple, three different ways we were running it, but we still didn't block them up front, so I don't think that how we were handing it off or what in the formations we were running them out of, I think were, you know, they were all varied, but we still didn't. The biggest thing is we didn't stop penetration all night long, especially in the run game. So.
Just how did Kelsey and the two guards grade out? Because it seems like you're getting penetration against you all day.
Yeah, and it wasn't all them. You know, there were some times where it was the defensive end, you know, that was up the field. But no one on the offensive side of the ball graded out very well. So,
is that harder to watch today than it was seeing it in person yesterday?
It was pretty hard yesterday in person. So, I mean, today when you watch a film, it's just you're analyzing what went on, what was the situation, where's the breakdown, why was the breakdown. So it's a little bit different than watching it in person.
After watching it, do you feel like it can be fixed?
Yeah, I feel like it can be fixed. You know, we've had a couple games here since we've been here where we haven't run the ball well, but we've rectified that. You know, we didn't run the ball well against San Francisco a year ago. You know, I thought that's a game that kind of stood out, that we didn't do a very good job running the football in that game. But we straightened things out as it went along. So, in that particular game, I'll go back and look at our notes. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to fundamentals. You know, I think it's still, you know, it's a fundamental football game. I think the blocking, throwing, and catching aspect of things are the ones that, you know, we didn't catch the ball very well last night, and at times we didn't throw it very well. So, you know, I think it's a combination of all those things, and unfortunately, one of them would rear its ugly head, you know, on a particular play. So it wasn't one specific person or one specific scheme. But a lot of that just comes down to fundamentals. I think maybe overthinking things a little bit too much and just going out and playing.
But you did some different things last year in the Giants game, which was 2 weeks after the 49ers game, but the Rams game before that, you tinkered with a few things. In the Giants game, you did perhaps the most you've done differently to your run game. Do you have to go back and look at games like that in terms of what you're doing game-planning-wise?
No, we game plan versus specific defenses. So, you know, what the Jets present us coming up with Todd is not anything close to what the Giants play defensively. So,
are you planning any changes on the O-line personnel-wise?
No.
You made a lot of changes this offseason, and everything in the preseason looked like it was going okay with Bradford and Murray and everyone else. How much do you have to look in the mirror at yourself at all the changes and say, you know what, this may or may not work the way it's gone the first two games?
Well, the guys we have are the guys we're playing with for the remainder of the season. So, you know, it's not about a change thing. It's about putting in a game plan that will be effective against the Jets, and that's really what we're focused on.
What are you second-guessing some of this?
No, we're talking about putting in a game plan to get ready and focused for the Jets. So that's what we're talking about.
Jason Peters has led, like, both games, you know, for a play or two with – I guess an injury or something. Do you think that's affecting his play at all? I mean, is there what?
No, I don't know. I mean, it could be got kicked in the shin and had to go out for a play, but, you know, there wasn't anything post game last night where there was any concern from our training staff with Jason. So,
yesterday you have to evaluate everything. When you look, how do you evaluate yourself? I mean, what are some things you could do?
Yeah, we're not putting together a plan that's good enough for us to execute offensively because we're not executing it. So that kind of falls on the coaching staff on the offensive side of the ball, and you know, that's what we have to spend our time on this afternoon.
Chip, Troy Aikman said towards the end of the broadcast yesterday, he says, this team should be embarrassed. Do you feel that way when, you know, you see what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the players feel. I was embarrassed. Yeah. I mean, that's not the way we're supposed to play football, and that's not what we're all about, but we didn't play well yesterday, and I was embarrassed in how we played yesterday.
Does Sam Bradford have multiple options post-snap, both in the pass and the run, and on those package plays that you normally do run? Do you still run those? Does he still have those as options?
I'm confused. What, you got a particular play or just in general?
Just in general. I mean,
yeah, he has those.
Is he making the right reads on those plays?
Yeah.
You look at Kelsey, he's been a high-level player for you these past 2 years. What are you seeing in these two games that might be different than what he's done in the past?
I think some of the things that are going on front, I think we're just overthinking things, trying to predict that we think they're doing this because they're doing that and not doing that instead of just going out and playing. I think in a lot of situations we're just kind of overthinking a few things, and just going out and playing fundamental football is what we really need to be doing instead of trying to outthink the opponent.
Byron Maxwell pointed to fatigue when talking about the touchdown that he gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was a factor? How do you feel about...
Yeah, I think it was a factor. They were on the field for 85 snaps, you know, and I think that's a byproduct of us not moving the ball offensively. So we weren't on the field offensively, and that's a, you know, I'm not a time of possession guy, but I am a snap guy. You know, you look at the Atlanta game, it was 68-70. You know, that's an even football game. Both sides of the ball, everybody played kind of the same amount, but this one was an 85-60 game. You know, that can't happen, and that's where our offense has to be able to help our defense out by we need to continue drives, and we can't go three and out. So,
is the only answer getting first downs, though? I mean, if your offense is not going the way that you want it to, isn't there a philosophy, say, where you pull back and do milk the clock more so you're not exposing the defense to that many plays?
Still three and out. You know, when they had a 23-play drive. Cowboys had a 23-play drive. I mean, offense going three and out can't do anything about that drive. It's our defense has to get them off the field on third down, and we have to stay on the field on third down. So.
I'll take my shot with this. Alonzo and Kendricks, have you heard anything yet?
Nope.
I do have a specific play on third and one in the first.
Shortening a game, then.
What's that?
There's no consideration yet for you changing up and trying to shorten
a
game.
We're trying to get first down, so I think, you know, we hold on to the ball in a couple of those third downs early in the game, then there's a different dynamic than – we stay on the field for X amount of plays, and when we stay on the field, then they're not on the field.
On third and one in the first quarter, Sam did fake off.
That was a drop back pass.
That was a straight drop back.
Yeah.
Chip, what is your message to the fan base that is obviously very upset with the way the team has come out and started this season?
Yeah, we're as upset too, and we got to get it straightened out this week when we go play against the Jets.
Can you look at some of Sam's struggles? Does any of that have to do with the fact maybe that it's been so long since he's played, he's still kind of, you know, getting used to playing, you know, a full 60-minute game again or anything like that?
No, I just think in all instances, just like with the offensive line or with the receivers on the drop or whatnot, I think they're all specific to – we look at it that specifically. I don't look at it as he's missed this, you know, because he was extremely sharp in preseason, so it's not like you can say, hey, he's been rusty, so we got to knock some rust off. I mean, he was as sharp as anybody in how he threw the ball in the preseason, but we're not doing that right now. But some of that's drops, some of that's protection, some of that's Sam. You know, it's a combination of all three.
Chip, Sam's only thrown it deep something like five times in the first two games. How much of that is him just tentative to throw it deep, or the wide receivers just not getting open?
I think it's a lot of times it isn't. I think if you look at everybody has played us with a big high post safety. We try to take a shot with Nelson, but Wilcox was really deep. The one Sam held a little bit. DeMarco got tackled in the flats. We took a shot. Nelly did a real good job of getting separation, but there was a free safety deep in the middle of the field. So I think people are defending us to not allow us to throw the ball over the top right now.
How do you dictate to the defense rather than have them dictate to you? How do you change
it? It starts with the run game, you know, and you got to establish a run so that they have to commit more people to the run right now. Right now, we haven't done anything in the run game, where a lot of times we saw all single high or two high safeties, and those safeties were not involved in the run game at all because they didn't have to be in the run game at all. So I think, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand. When you start to run the football well, you need to now take people from deep and bring them up a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage. When that happens, now you have an opportunity to throw the ball over the top. But we haven't had the opportunity to throw the ball over the top because we haven't established a run game and blocked well against a four-man, you know, 4-2 box, basically, is what we're seeing right now, two linebackers and four defensive linemen.
Did Kiko get hurt on the third down tackle? Or
I did not. You know, looking at the film today, you really couldn't tell what play it was on. So that there wasn't a specific play, at least from us watching it. And I haven't talked to Kiko today, so you know, we'll see when he gets back here tomorrow.
Do you at least have a sense of whether it's a season end or not?
I don't have any sense at all, and I don't think the doctors have any sense at all either.
Chip, not that it would have changed the game, but on the fumble on the snap, isn't that a dead ball foul, and that the play should have never?
Yeah, that's
counted?
Not how it was explained to us. So.
Explain.
That the ball was snapped, so it was a live ball.
Yeah, but you're not set, so isn't it?
I'm just telling you how it was explained to me.
What's your understanding of the rule?
I'm just that's how it was explained to me is how it was ruled. So,
Jim, how disturbing are the drops? I think Jordan's got three. I think you guys have eight in the two games.
Yeah, they're a problem, but it's no different than an offensive lineman not blocking, you know, missing a guy on a slant or whatever. It's there are things we need to continue to work on. They're guys that we know are really sure-handed guys that have made some outstanding catches here so far. And but it's one thing that adds on, you know, that we do put ourselves in a situation to convert a third down, and then we have a drop, you know. So it's one of those where, you know, we need to continue to drill it, to work on it, to get our feet set, to secure the catch all the way through the tuck. They're important, but it's hurting us on the offensive side of the ball.
Why kick the field goal? Why kick the field goal when you still need two scores?
What's that?
You kick the field goal down 13-0. Then you still need two scores after the field goal.
Because there was plenty enough time at that point in time. We needed points, so we're just trying to accumulate points at that point in time. You know, there was enough time left on the clock where, knowing how many drives we had left, we felt like we had an opportunity.
Are you confident with Sam going forward as your starting quarterback?
Yeah, I'm confident with Sam.
Coach, what is your message to your players to avoid them, you know, getting into a rut here? You know, you guys have lost 5 of 6 dating back to last year. Is there a message to your players to kind of keep this going so they don't get too down?
Well, I don't think anybody talks about last year because a lot of these guys weren't even here. So, you know, our message is we felt like we prepared well and played well in the preseason, and now we didn't play well in the first half against Atlanta. We played well in the second half against Atlanta, and we didn't play well at all against Dallas. So, that team that played in the second half against Atlanta is the team that we need to show up this week against the Jets.
How do you assess the run defense? Back-to-back games giving up 100 yards on the ground. How do you think the run defense?
I think our run defense has actually been pretty good. You know, I think for what people are trying to do to us and what those guys have done out there, you know, some of those runs at the end of those games is because they were up. You know, and I think we got worn down a little bit. But I think when they were trying to run the football, I thought our run defense did a good job yesterday.
In the San Fran game, so you had three new starters on the interior of the line, and you had Todd playing right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a mismatched line. Mm-hmm. Now you have your five starters. Is the personnel good enough on this team to get the push you need to play?
Yeah, the personnel is good enough, but the execution isn't good enough.
And the two guards in particular, what gave you the confidence this offseason that
I've seen them perform. Andrew played last year in 8 games for us, and we've seen Allen perform since, you know, going back to the Green Bay game a couple of years ago when he filled in, and I've seen Allen every day in practice and in training. So
you mentioned the new faces in the locker room. Do you have to rely more on your core leaders that have been here throughout the process to keep them on board with what's happening despite the slow starts?
No, I think all of those guys are really good leaders, that the new guys that we brought in, and I think they've been vocal in the locker room along with Connor and Malcolm and D'Amico and the guys that have been here for a while. So
there's back-to-back negative run plays. I think it was in the third quarter. 90 shot in for the 1-6, mm-hmm. and then the next time 92 comes in between Peters and Barber. Mm-hmm. Can you just take us through those two plays that we were supposed to have?
The first play was a sweep play. We missed the defensive end. He slanted inside, caused penetration, and then we had a combination block between Allen and Jason Peters on the one where he slanted inside.
DeMarco was pretty hard on himself, blamed himself for the issues in the running game, mm-hmm. Which is a classy thing for him to say, but did you really see anywhere for him to go? I mean, do you put blame on him as well?
In most situations, I don't put the blame on the running back because it was just too much penetration for those guys, but there was a few times where there were some things blocked up and we could have probably hit it a little bit better, but by and large, we didn't block it very well.
Do you think like there needs to be more, I guess, more time, you know, with all the new players you brought in, you know, just kind of get things going? I mean, maybe that part might be overestimated.
No, I think that's overestimated. I mean, we played 2 years ago and everybody was brand new. I mean, coaching staff, players, everybody was new. I mean, no, they're not going to give you more time. I mean, we all have the same amount of time to prepare. So,
I mean, as far as the expectations, based on what you guys did in preseason.
Yeah, we don't talk about expectations. We talk about executing. So, you know, I know the team we played in game one, that was a brand-new coaching staff, and they had all new faces, right, in Atlanta. So,
what were some of Brent Seligson's issues with blocking?
You know, I think the one on the play we talked about in particular, the defensive end lined up out wide and then slanted across his face. So, you know, mishandled the slant, you know, not knowing, and it was a single block, wasn't a combination block, so he wasn't getting any help from the inside. So it was really just some of the movement things.
What kept Marcus Smith from playing?
What's that?
What kept Marcus Smith from being active?
In terms of our determination, whether he was active?
Was that health related or?
No, I think he's probably back healthy, but he hasn't practiced a full week, so I think there's probably some stamina issues with him in terms of could he play a full 60 minutes. And then whenever we make the decisions on the guys that aren't the starting linebackers, which would be Connor and BG, it all comes down to special teams. And Brad's an integral special teams player for us right now.
Okay.